Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio, brought to you today by Social Joey and VetFran. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. We've been speaking over the past few weeks a lot about leaders with great personal brands. And today we're fortunate enough to have one of the best with us. Today we welcome Dina Dwyer Owens. Dina is a certified franchise executive with more than 35 years of industry experience, 15 years as the CEO of the Dwyer Group. That business, now known as Neighbourly and headquartered in Waco, Texas, is the world's largest parent company of 22 home service brands and nearly 3,700 franchise owners in 9 countries. Dina is the author of 2 books, Live Rich and Values Inc., that share her global message for living and leading with a proven code of values. And she joins us right now on Social Geek Radio. Welcome, Dina.
Hey, Jack. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Thanks for joining us. I really want to get into personal brand stuff. You've built such a great organization and a great personal brand along the way, all based on leading with integrity. Where did this start?
It all started with my father, I guess. He started the company in 1981 with a very clear code of values. And the values, you know, are the things that really set the foundation for the Dwyer Group, now Neighbourly, back in 1981. So I grew up with a dad who was really tough on his 6 kids, put us to work at an early age, and he grounded us in those values, Jack. So I really didn't have a way out, to be honest with you.
Let's talk a little bit about those values. I've been fortunate enough to be in a few meetings with some Neighbourly executives when the code of values are presented and read before the meeting starts. And it's been always fascinating to me, and it's almost legendary in the franchise industry. Tell us about that Neighbourly code of values.
Yeah, it truly is the foundation for our success. And of course, I could talk for hours about this, but it started with Don Dwyer's clarity on all the great leaders that he studied were very clear about their values. And no matter who they touched, you know, whether it was employees, potential franchisees, bankers, you know, they all knew what he stood for, what was important to him, and how he was going to operate the business. And I don't know if you even know this, but he took the company public in 93, and then he died of a sudden heart attack in 1994, which was a complete shock to our organization. Yeah. And the one thing we knew we had to keep straight and keep alive was the code of values. But the version he had created, he held us accountable to. So they were a little more subjective, not as easy to measure on a daily basis without him saying, you did a great job today on this, or you really stink at this one. You got to get to work on it. So we took those original values and what we call operationalized them. And that's where we came up with the rich values of respect, integrity, customer focus, and having fun. But it doesn't stop there. You know, we've got 15 particular values that really just take each of those 4 core areas to the level of expectations. So, you know, when we say we want to show respect, Jack, that means we want to speak calmly and respectfully without profanity or sarcasm. So you might have experienced that as you were, you know, sitting in a meeting with one of our team members, as we do like to take the time to go around and review our values, sometimes all 15. Sometimes we read what we call our code of value statement that our CEO today, Mike Biddle, has created. Sometimes we just highlight a team member who's doing an amazing job living a value, or sometimes we have a honest discussion with ourselves about we're getting feedback from franchisees that we're not doing so good at this particular value and we need to fix it. What are we going to do about it? So it's the idea of just keeping those values front and center every day in our business. And because we have made that a real focus for 38 years now, the company continues to grow at this enormous pace. And I really must say that it's because we work hard to attract people who believe in the values as well as award franchises to franchisees who we believe are aligned with those values.
And talking about the values and reading the values when you all get together, I'm guessing there's a lot of productivity that really comes out of sharing those values at the start of a meeting, let's say. You know, I can imagine it cuts down on things like arguments or people being, you know, insincere or petty or something like that, that a lot of people deal with meetings all day long that have people acting in, you know, kind of poor behavior during those meetings. It must really increase productivity.
It does. And, you know, the whole idea is to streamline everything and have better relationships. And I always say that when you build strong relationships amongst your team members, it's amazing the experience that the franchisees have. And then when the franchisees are living with the values, it's amazing what happens in the customer's home or business. And so I say living rich actually creates wealth, Jack. So wealth, wealth first, yeah, wealth first in relationships, because it's all about building healthy, trusting relationships. And those always convert into something special. And in our case, we're running a business, so they convert into financial results.
Yeah, and a little bit of extra productivity and efficiency always helps the bottom line as well. So it's kind of like everybody wins. Let's talk about your personal brand and how that sort of developed out of that same code of values. Am I correct on that?
You are. And I never was intentional, so I can't claim that I'm so smart that I was creative and came up with the idea of having my own personal brand. It just happened. I'm really just smart enough to have surrounded myself with amazing people. And, you know, I think when you're passionate about something, Jack, as you are, in this wonderful radio show you've created, and you're helping so many of us in the franchising community. But I think when you're passionate about something, it's what people get to know you by.
Yeah.
And they can't help but think of you when they're thinking of the black suit or they're thinking about, you know, values and how to create a system for keeping your values front and center. So it just naturally evolved itself. And we were growing at such a pace after we went from being a publicly traded company in 2003 to being privately held with the Riverside Group. We bought a company larger than ours called Harman Autoglass. So we basically took a competitor out of the marketplace. And the first book actually came out of that huge transaction because I said, how do we indoctrinate 1,200 employees that we basically inherited overnight into our way of thinking and in a way of living and communicating and working with each other. And one of our team members said, why don't you write a storybook about our rich values? And what a brilliant idea that was. So that's where the first book came from. And I did not ask for my face to be splattered on the front of that. That was the marketing team's idea. So I think the branding, you know, I think involvement in the IFA and then the branding of putting your face on the front of a book, which again, would not have been my recommendation, but as a result,
it's worked out pretty well.
It has worked out just fine. Yes.
Yeah. I think that was some great advice that team member gave you or idea that they came up with, because I think what would not have worked is let's pepper all of these new franchisees and their staff with a whole bunch of lists and numbers and statistics. No, the way to really get people to engage is to tell them a story. And that's really what you did.
That's right. And it continues to, in fact, I'm getting ready to do another print of that because we had done that initially for internal purposes. And then others in franchising became interested. And then I speak a lot. So a lot of people outside of franchising became interested. And you might remember, Jack, that I also had the honor of being on an Undercover Boss episode. Thanks to my friends at BizCom, Monica Feid and her team for, you know, introducing me to Studio Lambert and the CBS group. That certainly helped take the Dwyer Group brand to get a lot of exposure. But again, my personal brand got a lot of exposure on that. And so today I think what it's created is this sub-brand. You know, now we're Neighborly, a community of home service experts. So my name's not attached to the company anymore. And it was the right thing to do for our franchisees and our customers. So I see, you know, my personal brand today is really being a sub-brand of Neighborly, and it gives me a chance to go out and promote what I love most about our company, and that's the people and the franchisees and this message of living with the values.
And there's a little bit more freedom to that then too, when you're really out as, I think I saw you described somewhere now as you're the ambassador, right? You're the brand ambassador or the, I guess the ambassador for the entire organization. And I think there's gotta be something, something new and kind of freeing about that.
There is. And, you know, I brand ambassador, head cheerleader, call me what you may. I love the company. I love what we stand for. I love the people because they're really who have created the success we have today. So to be able to go out and share the story, tonight I'm emceeing an event for a local Christian radio show. And, you know, that's something I'm getting to do as a person, Dina Dwyer Owens. I just happened to be a brand ambassador also for Neighborly. But just a few days ago, I was working with some youth at a Methodist home here in Waco and teaching them about the importance of their own values. And so in that case, I'm representing, you know, Neighborly and myself at the same time. So there's so much freedom with, you know, having a personal brand and so many opportunities that are created, though, that every one of them benefits Neighborly, because everybody out there is a customer or potential customer of all of our franchisees. Everyone out there is a potential franchisee or could know somebody who wants to get in their own business, and one of our brands may be the right opportunity for them. So there's this amazing multiplication effect.
Yeah. And I think it benefits not just Neighborly, but franchising in general, and also entrepreneurship and business ownership in general, because some of those people you're speaking to tonight, or the kids you were working with this week, you know, they're going to be business owners someday.
That's right. And we want them to be business owners who are values guided. So that's a message I'm so passionate about. And so many people are, it's funny, Jack, to me that I don't know if people are afraid, if that's the right word, but they have a hard time getting their arms around, how do I take my values, get really clear about them, and then not be afraid to put them out there, because every one of us is going to make mistakes, right? Yeah. I have violated our values accidentally more times than I want to count. But unless you have a high bar that you're reaching for, how do you get better?
Sure.
So, you know, trying to get people, and I speak to so many different audiences, and I know sometimes they're just sitting there going, that's just too hard. You know, I'm not going to put myself through that. But others are going, I'm going to do that. And as a result, I get to hear their stories, you know, and there's great benefits from making the effort to get clarity of your values and then really put a system around them and keeping them front and center in your lives.
And I think you've got to get that straight, and you have to be willing to put yourself out there, as you have many times, in order to start establishing that personal brand. Let's talk a little bit about that, about how would you guide some other people in business to start building that personal brand?
Yeah. Pursue, first of all, what it is that you're most passionate about. That's the easiest way to build your personal brand and make sure that, you know, everybody you meet knows what you stand for. And again, it could be, you know, you love marketing. I mean, that's your thing. Yeah. We know that about you.
Yeah.
So what is it that people need to know about you? And don't be afraid to get out there and share that. And, you know, with social media today, there's so many easy avenues for getting your message out, where in the old days, you know, we had to spend a lot of money to try to get our right. our message out that way. So really be consistent in your messaging and what it is you care the most about. I'm only good at a couple of things, Jack, and most of us can only be good at a couple of things. So know what it is that your unique ability is, and again, make sure people know that about you. And so when they think of that topic or that item, they're always going to have you pop into their minds and then live up to it. I think one of the biggest challenges people have is that they don't stay consistent with their messaging. And they pop around because maybe I should be this person or maybe I should be that person.
Yeah, they're following a trend maybe, right?
Exactly. And that's not authentic. And I know, Jack, you are so authentic. People know who Jack is, and we always know Jack's going to be Jack.
Thank you.
It's the truth. I mean, there's just this trust around. We know who Jack Munson is, you know, and we can trust that Jack's always going to be the same guy that we can support and believe in. And that's not the case with everybody. Unfortunately, there are people, and social media has, you know, contributed to this too, is, you know, we're playing a game with ourselves, trying to be somebody we're not.
Yeah.
Maybe because somebody gave us feedback and it was negative and we didn't like the negative feedback. So we're going to do something different, but it's not who we are. Authenticity is the greatest thing you can do if you're building a personal brand. People need to know you're authentic, and they can always know that if I'm going to ask Dean about this, it's going to be consistent.
Right. I don't know the answer I'll get, but I know it will be the same answer that she would give me tomorrow or next mm-hmm. month if I asked the same question.
Right.
You mentioned social media, and I totally agree that it would be pretty easy to be phony all of the time and change your quote unquote personal brand, you know, with whatever trend is cool this month versus next month. But I also think staying true, like you said, staying true to what you believe in, really works well with social media because you don't have a lot of opportunities. There's so much noise out there, right? You only have the attention of the people in your company or your customers or people in the industry. You have a very short window or a short span of attention that they're going to give you. And if you come off as phony that first time, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, you've lost it really, haven't you?
And I think that's where, you know, what you said about starting with your own personal values and you know, what you believe in. If you start there, you can't really go wrong, if I'm reading you right, because you're going to stay true to yourself.
I absolutely agree.
Any other advice you would give other leaders who are really trying to build themselves up and get themselves out there and establish a brand? And I ask this because, you know, when we talk about personal brand, everybody thinks of you, right? All of the people I know in franchising are following you. Some of them use the word mentor, but all of them use the word role model. So the pressure's off.
But, oh, that's very kind.
But seriously, what would you tell people who are really trying to kind of, maybe they know what their values are, but they really want to get themselves out in front of more people and spread their values?
Yeah, I think it does start with that. And you said it earlier, they really have to be clear about their own personal values. And, you know, they may be working for another organization that doesn't have that kind of clarity, but there's no reason they can't have that kind of clarity if they're looking to build a personal brand. And I know we're going to talk about this a bit at the end, but I do have a free Create Your Culture workbook.
Yes,
that they can find on my website. Yeah, DinaDwyerOwens.com. And it's just a simple 6 steps. They're not easy, but they're simple steps that they can take to taking their values to the next level. And I think that that would be a good starting point. There are some people out there that have got that down. But those of you who don't have that down about yourself personally, take the steps and do that. You know, make a commitment to just, you know, carve out 2 or 3 hours of your time to sit down and really be in a quiet place and get clarity about those. And then be at the places you need to be at where your brand is important, where what you stand for is important. You know, in my case, values are important to everybody. So, you know, right. I can be anywhere. And whether it's at Harvard, you know, speaking to a bunch of college kids, or, you know, whether it's at a big marketing event. So, you know, the values message, everybody needs to hear it and everybody needs to do something with it. But if you're somebody who's got a very specific message to a very specific industry, get involved. You know, I've been involved in the IFA since I was a little girl. I remember going to my first IFA convention when I was 18 years old.
Oh, wow.
Scared to death. And my dad said, just go in there and ask questions. I mean, we had 10 roundtables versus what, 200 roundtables now?
Yeah, right.
And he said, just ask questions. They're nice people. And boy, was he right. They're such nice people in franchising.
Yeah.
And I learned so much from so many of the listeners out there, and I'm so grateful. But get involved and really get involved. Don't just show up and have your name on a committee, but contribute.
Very well said. So speaking of getting involved, what's next for you in the coming months or maybe later this year, next year? Any big projects, any big events you're involved in already?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm getting to speak at one of my greatest mentors of all time, Zig Ziglar's conference, Choose to Win, is coming up next week in Dallas. So I'll be speaking there on May 3rd. And then I'm grateful to be back on CNBC at the end of the month to talk about Neighborly and how we've taken our brand to a new level, but how that brand can serve the consumers and making their lives easier to take care of their homes and businesses. And I'm a grandma now, Jack. So you know what? The thing that I just can't help but say is spend a lot of time with little Millie, my 9-week-old granddaughter.
And 9 weeks old. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Lavish her with love.
Yeah. I've seen quite a few photos of
the I'm trying to be careful about that, but
on social media. But you know what? That's who you are. That's part of your core. So of course you're sharing that. So
yeah,
and so congratulations on her, by the way. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
We'll wrap up in just a moment, but first, a couple of messages. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey. If you're duplicating or syndicating content on multiple franchisees, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or other pages, you may be in more trouble than you know. Learn more about what makes unique local social media content the most important thing for marketing your franchise at socialjoey.com. socialgeekradio.com. And Social Joey and Social Geek Radio are proud supporters of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and the veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. And if you haven't seen the new vetfran.org website yet, check it out. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's fantastic. I really want everybody to go check out that website. Speaking of websites, Dina, thanks so much for joining us today. Where can our listeners learn more about you, connect with you, and find out what you're up to next?
Yep. They can simply go to DinaDwyerOwens.com. And if they want to download that free Create Your Culture workbook, they can do that there. If they want to follow me and my blogs, that's available there. If they need our services from our franchisees, there's actually an opportunity to get a Neighborly discount if they want to just click on the Neighborly link in my website.
Excellent. We'll have a link to that on socialgeekradio.com as well, so everybody can find all of those places. Dina, thank you so much for joining us today, talking about personal branding and values and all of the great things you're doing. We hope to speak with you again soon and see you at a franchise event sometime in the near future.
Thank you, Jack. You guys keep up the great work.
Thanks so much, and good night, everybody.